This is Abbott Stringman Lynch, the Founders Pit Crew. I'm Fernando Chavez, a member of our Emerging Business Group, and I'm here with Eric Gonzalez and Mike Rose, Managing Directors at Montage Capital. Eric and Mike, welcome to the Founders Pit Crew.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So this afternoon, you presented on the topic of understanding venture debt and equity for our Emerging Business Group's Best Practices Seminar Series. Based on that presentation, what are the one to two thoughts you'd like to leave founders with?
Great. Thanks, Fernando. I think really one of the key takeaways from today's session was that there are a number of options out there available to companies in the early to mid stage that are not venture capital, traditional venture capital equity. And those are generally in the category of debt, and that falls into sort of three different buckets, as we talked about earlier today. The first being traditional venture debt, which is capital that is available to companies that have raised professional equity from a venture firm, and you are able, with that type of sponsorship, to secure additional debt from various banks and funds to extend your runway and to do other things that you might need to do as a management team. The second type of capital that we talked about was what we define as growth debt, which is capital that can be used for a variety of purposes, but the key difference between venture debt and growth debt is that growth does not require a professional equity sponsor. And many of the vendors in that space, our firm included, really look and underwrite to the team, the market, and the business opportunity. And that is often a very good option for entrepreneurs. And then a third emerging type of financing that is available these days for young companies is royalty type financing. And there are a number of vendors who will get involved even earlier still that will provide debt solutions to companies based on recurring revenue models or just a percentage of sales. And so those kinds of instruments can be very interesting in the situation where you're just getting going as a company and you really don't have much in the way of track record or equity sponsorship in your company.
Great, and this is Eric Gonzalez. Just following up to what Mike just talked about, we're really excited about the growth debt space in particular, which is what Montage Capital focuses on. As a former VC myself, what we're seeing, both of us certainly in the market, is that most venture capital firms are waiting for companies to make more and more progress before they're candidates for VC funding. And we feel that growth debt can be a really great alternative to companies to help them avoid dilution, help them maintain ownership and control of their company when they can't get venture financing until they're pretty far along anyway. So we're, with growth debt at Montage, we're really offering companies a much less dilutive option, a much less costly option, and we're finding, just to summarize, that we're really hitting a nerve with a lot of companies and entrepreneurs really all over the country.
That's great. I'm glad to know that there's options out there for startups, and it's just great advice for founders in general. Thank you for being here to share that with us today. This has been another Pit Stop for your emerging business, brought to you by Abbott Stringman Lynch and the Founders Pit Crew.